This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are talking about strong brand personalities. Are you more likely to buy from a brand that has a strong online personality? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. So looking at the poll on Instagram right now, we have 75% who say yes. Oh. They would buy from a strong online brand personality. We've got a couple of responses. We've got Felicia, who says, I understand their brand story and their benefits better. We've got Benson Lee, who says, personalities are just online promoters unless they made an impactful change in society. We've got E Minor, who says, herd mentality, just that. We've got Sean Stephen, who says, it gives a sense of accountability. And I guess if you know your brand better as well. You've got AZ Yoto Awano, who says trusted, just the word trusted. Azmil Sukri says implies that they care about customer service and won't disappear after you buy. Right, good point. And you've got Stephen HSL, who says I will still compare the product performance and price promotion over other brands.
It's quite a contrast to our Twitter results, right? Okay, yes, it's only 26.6%. Depends on how cheeky. Okay, if we put it under yes, it's still
about 70%. Yeah,
no, not yet.
Yeah, 60%.
So
yes.
Fervent no is 35.8%, right? Okay,
right. Yeah. Well, there's still time to get in touch with us. Tell us, you know, are you likely to buy from a brand that has a strong online personality?
Yeah, and based on that comment as well, right, this is from Nini. He said, if it's affordable, something that I need, quote unquote, right? And most importantly is to help people in this bad time. So again, you know, like, yeah, you know this particular brand, it's tough times, I'll support it if I can.
Yeah, all right. And speaking of tough times and strong personalities, we have a story now about Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes, okay. So in case you haven't heard, in it came back on air for 18th season, but backstory, in July, BuzzFeed News reported on former employees' negative experiences at Ellen, the show, Ellen DeGeneres. 10 former staffers spoke anonymously about the experience on set, including claims of being penalized for taking medical leave, instances of racial microaggressions, and a fear of retribution for raising complaints and other factors that detrimentally affected the employer's mental health. So after the article came out, the community host sent an internal memo to staff, rededicating herself to overseeing a workplace in which everyone would be treated respect, but May felt her career and reputation was still on the line.
Yeah, I think this comes down to the fact that she was known as the kind lady, right?
Yes.
One of the things that she's been going on for now 18 seasons,
right,
17 seasons, is about how you should be kind to one another. If it's anything that you can do for your neighbor, is just to be kind to everyone. And so she's known as the kind lady. And so now I think people are like, how can she be so neglectful of her own mantra to be kind if like her workplace is
so
obviously not kind?
Because you're online, offline.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so season 18 kicked off on Monday and she apologized.
Yeah, right. And then you've got a clip of this, right?
Yes, we do. Let's play it.
I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. We have had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about the show, our workplace, and what we want for the future. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad, I get mad, I get anxious, I get frustrated, I get impatient, and I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress, and I am especially working on the impatience thing because, and it's not going well, because it's not happening fast enough, I will tell you that. Listen, you know, I don't know, I'm a talk show host and you know that, but maybe some of you know that, you know, I was an actress. I've played a straight woman in movies, so I'm a pretty good actress. But I don't think that I'm that good that I could come out here every day for 17 years and fool you. This is me, and my intention is to always be the best person I can be. And if I've ever let someone down, if I've ever hurt their feelings, I am so sorry for that. If that's ever the case, I have let myself down and I've hurt myself as well because I always try to grow as a person. I look at everything that comes into my life as an opportunity to learn.
Right. So whether you, you know, like her or don't like her, right? And, you know, you got to give her respect, right? For being forthright and accountable. So many have commended her and said this should serve as a model of finding the right way forward out of controversy and unrest. It's definitely something business leaders can learn from as well, right? Yeah. Apologize.
Yeah. And, you know, they say that it takes a great emotional intelligence for a leader to determine that their workplace is not enabling people or not helping innovation to thrive. So in this case, I guess, Ellen's showed that she's flexible and she's open to change, and that's progress.
Right. And I think, you know, you really apologize publicly, right? It's you know, I guess it's also like, wow, if I were to apologize, that's a big deal, right?
But some people maybe feel like they lose face if they have to apologize. If you're a big enough corporation or company or business, you know, you feel like if you have to apologize, like they might lose face.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll give you another story, which is Howard Schultz of Starbucks, right? So he left the organization, he went into shambles, and he came back again. And he apologized because he wasn't there. He felt that he wasn't there to help the organization, and he turned it around. And I think that was probably the first story. This is probably, I don't know, a good 20 years ago maybe. I could be wrong, but this was the first time I heard someone apologize for not being there for the employees. And I was like, wow, and newfound respect for this guy, right?
Yeah, you know, like maybe in the past, the strength to apologize, not the strength, but the readiness to apologize is looked at maybe as a sign of weakness. You know, right, that you are kowtowing or you're taking responsibility. But now I think many people look at it as a sign of strength. You know, right, a sign of someone having a strong character enough to accept their mistakes and work on improving on their mistakes.
Right. So apologize, mean it, and really work on it. Don't just say it and make it lip service as well, right? Because you can say it and not mean it, it's the action that will follow after that, whether it's true.
Right, exactly.
Time will tell.
Yes, time will tell. And if you're a brand that has a strong personality that doesn't quite jive with what you produce, you know, offline, that's a big faux pas. So are you more likely to buy from a brand that has a strong online personality? Why or why not? Get in touch with us 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, here's Grand Funk Railroad with Rock and Roll Soul. We'll be back with a story on how marketing is the new sales. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.